Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Town Hall. Welcome to our special council meeting of Tuesday, February 24th. I'm going to be calling our meeting to order at 5 p.m. We're going to start with a moment of silent reflection and just a few words before we do that. Today marks 4 years since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, a sovereign and democratic country. We commend the bravery and resilience of the Ukrainian people. We acknowledge the immense suffering, the immense needless suffering and loss of life. And we stand with our sister city, Nadvirna, and all people in Ukraine in our steadfast support, prayers, and hopes for peace. Thank you. Moving on to our land acknowledgement, the municipality of Port Hope exists on the lands of the Mishisagic Anishinaabeg traditional territory covered by the Williams Treaties. We honor and recognize First Peoples as rights holders and stewards of the lands and waters on which we have the privilege to live, work, and play, including the Ganaraska Forest and River. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging. We commit to actions towards truth and reconciliation by recognizing the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, strengthening ties with First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples, especially those who make their home in Port Hope, and learning from Indigenous ways of knowing and being. We do so by recognizing the past and working towards a shared future. Moving on to the next item, do any members have any pecuniary interest before we begin this afternoon's meeting? Seeing none. Moving on to item number three, which is delegations. It's now time for delegations. We have one delegation on the agenda tonight, and the delegation has requested extra time, and I have granted this request. So item 3.1, Kevin Killen representing the Garden Hill Neighborhood Group. And I'll ask Kevin to please approach the podium and give the delegation and just make sure the button's on. There we go.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mayor and Council, for listening to me today. And I'd like to thank all of our neighbors for coming out here and supporting us in this cause. Just as an introduction for anybody who doesn't know me, my name's Kevin Killen. I'm a professional geoscientist. I've been working on designing projects for environmental reclamation, mining projects, cleanups, radiation monitoring, groundwater mapping for almost 39 years.
Kevin, can I just ask you to come a little bit closer to the mic,
sure,
just so that we can capture everything that you're saying accurately? Thank you.
Sure. Is that better? Okay. How's that? That's better. Okay, so what I wanted to do is just go over the reasons why that we want to keep the dam and present a case to repair the dam as quickly as possible for a host of different reasons. Repair is going to preserve a historic asset, and decommissioning it will permanently erase a functioning ecosystem. There's a lot of heritage that goes into the Garden Hill Dam. It was first constructed in 1861, and there's been several versions of the same dam since then due to fires, reconstruction. In 1959, the GRCA built the current dam for water storage, cattle watering, and recreation. There is a legal agreement from the landowners on this. The reservoir is also part of the 37-acre Garden Hill Conservation Area, and its history is a dedicated space for naturalist members of the community. It's not a swimming pool. The pond is a beautiful feature. It's an ecosystem. It's also one of the rural community safety features. The infrastructure that resides there is used for rural firefighting. Okay, the pond is the primary water source for rural fire suppression, and the rural community relies on this existing fire dry hydrant located on Mill Street. There's no other water storage structure in the area currently available, and the municipality would be forced to invest in alternative structure, in infrastructure. So again, repair will maintain this essential public safety, and decommissioning creates new risks in building infrastructure and a new financial burden for Port Hope. I've pulled some pictures out of the GRCA report from October 25th by Corey Harris for reference here. So this shows the dam this summer after it has been repaired. 2026 was the first year that is supposed to be in the dam repair schedule. So the numbers that I have here may not be accurate anymore. These are pulled out of the report. I'm sorry if they're not correct. But it does give an idea that the decommissioning and the repair numbers are very, very close together. The one difference is that there is no EA required in the plan to repair the dam. If we go about the plan to repair the dam, to decommission the dam, there's many environmental and financial uncertainties. The current ecosystem is thriving as well, and repair avoids triggering a large-scale environmental disturbance. It's a nesting ground for many different species of turtles, swans, ducks, fish, everything that we can see in the pictures here. It's a migration route for different species, and people come all throughout the year to see this. There's constantly cameras at the fire hydrant looking at different things, the birds, the geese that are populating the pond. And it's a year-round thing, as we can see in the winter 2020 there. And even a few days ago, we have 8 trumpeter swans. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the 1958 contractual easement that applies to the successors of the vendor in the north of the pond, giving access to the pond. Removing the pond would make the easements unavailable. There's no pond, there's no easement. Okay, and these are, this is my same buddy Igor. I'll just call him Igor. He travels across my property twice a year. This would be the last time that we would see him if the pond was decommissioned. Okay, he goes across my property to the Morton Pond every year in May and August. Decommissioning will end the cycle for many circles and many migratory many migratory species. As we can see, the scope and ramifications are not small. The rehabilitation or making smaller ponds over the 15 to 20 acre pond isn't a trivial project. There's silty, dirty, contaminated pond bottom sediments need to be removed in order for access to the pond to be made. There could also be health concerns for local with different, with exposure of the lake bottom sediments there, with fecal matter. And then what happens when it dries out in the summer and these things become airborne? Will we be able to protect the local species? These things all become part of the ramifications of decommissioning this dam. There's also human ramifications. I'm sure council is tired of hearing about this, but these things are all self-inflicted. We have water concerns up there. We have water concerns, septic concerns, and now we have an additional water hydrogeological concern where we're going to change the water table if we decide to decommission the dam. Repair still remains the current maintains the current groundwater stability. Decommissioning is an unknown. An EA is at best a guess on what the impact of the area will be. It is not a guarantee. There's also infrastructure ramifications. Firefighting infrastructure has changed. Will it have the reliability and volume of the current pond? That's an unknown. Residents are going to be hit with higher insurance premiums if the firefighting infrastructure changes. Other financial impacts that the changes are inflicting on the residents, such as Many residents lost their conservation land tax incentive program in the area simply because the ANSI boundary was moved. Our taxes went up. It feels like Garden Hill is being bullied. What happens to the adjoining shallow and dug wells within this area? There's several on Mill Street and on County Road number 9, and they're not all drilled shallow wells. Okay, they are, the repairs maintain the current groundwater stability. Decommissioning, again, is an unknown. An EA, again, is a best guess. Pass forward. This is out of the GRCA report last year. So what you'll see on the left-hand side, year one and year two at the top, is for repair. Again, that's a known path. The bottom is the decommissioning, and that's unknown risks. If you notice, there is no EA required for the repair of the dam. There is a study, there is the geotechnical requirement to ensure the safety, but we do not need an EA. Okay? There's no environmental, no new environmental impact. There's no firefighting impact. Its immediate plans can be made, and it can enhance the safety of the downstream residents. Decommissioning, huge environmental impact, unknown costs. We don't know what happens when you go to rehabilitate the area. There is no guarantee what's under that water and sediment. Nobody knows. And then there's other complicating issues as well. Okay, so the proposed subdivision will likely have an effect on the environment, so the EA may be a waste of money. Council is going to be changing. Advancing in a decisive direction would be preferable to delaying for next council, re-educating and starting the process again. Meanwhile, the dam is going to be eroding, leaking, and the stop logs, which need to be replaced, could fail. So again, repair maintains the current groundwater stability and is the safest path forward. And there's an error on this slide. I'm sorry, the first paragraph is a word salad, but I missed it. But we don't believe an EA is necessary. And GRCA presented this as being only needed to decommission. So please pursue the funding that is needed and complete the geotechnical review to maintain the current environment and the water table. Find the funds. It's a multi-generational fix for the area. The next dam, this next dam will also last generations. It's going to last longer than any road we decide to put down. Why does it matter now? It's a continuation of the current infrastructure and environment. If we don't do it now, things are going to be delayed, especially if there's a new council coming in. There's safety issues that have been identified, and they need to be addressed now. Maintains the fire infrastructure, and we've also already lost one headwater pond up in the Garden Hill area at Ganaraska 9 and County Road 10. So, there's a lot of benefits to not doing an EA and just proceeding with the repair of the dam. The repair is the known, controllable, and defensible path. If we don't fund this repair and we start the assessment today, we aren't saving $340,000. We're not saving anything. We're instead accepting the risk of a multi-million dollar liability, the loss of our village's fire protection, and an environmental disaster that can't be undone. Inaction is the most expensive decision you can make today. Repair will protect a functioning ecosystem and functioning infrastructure. There's two possible visions of the future right there. That really says it all. And I do love this quote on the slide. Council's decision should not be based solely on incurred costs. It must also consider the long-term value to the community, the integrity, the durability of the outcome. And this was in one of the reports earlier this year. So in closing, the Garden Hill neighborhood, we would like to move the council direct staff to allocate the necessary funds for the geotechnical assessment required to initiate year one repair of the Garden Hill Dam, and further, that this action be prioritized to address the critical structural leakage identified in the GRCA inspection report, ensuring both the stabilization of the municipal fire suppression assets and the preservation of the surrounding natural environment. Thank you.
Thank you for the, and we're going to withhold applause. Please withhold your applause. We've just finished updating our bylaws on this, and by clapping is not allowed in the council chamber. I do want to acknowledge, thank you very much for coming to do this presentation. And it was also a suspension of rules to ensure that this delegation was heard. And we also did accommodate extra time for this delegation to be heard in its entirety. So I do want to make sure that everybody is aware of that. Moving around the table, I'm going to ask for questions and comments from my colleagues. Councillor Lass.
Yes, thank you very much for your presentation. When this was presented to us a few weeks ago to council, we all looked at each other and said, well, hold on a second. You know, we are the least experienced, qualified to make a decision on which way to go. So let's bring in the user group, the county, GRCA, and our First Nations, and let's have an all-out discussion about, you know, what are the pros, what are the cons. You've presented a very good case in your presentation, but all the questions you're asking may have to be answered in an EA. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from around the table at this point? Councillor Darrell, you look like you might want to... You're going to hold for a minute? Okay. Thank you very much for the presentation. We appreciate your time and effort being here this evening.
May I answer?
Yes, you may comment back to Councillor Lass.
Okay. Thank you. The one thing that you brought up is that an EA will answer my questions. In reality, there isn't a lot of questions that I brought up. In reality, I'm saying that this is the best path forward, because the EA is the only reason to do the EA is to study the decommissioning of the dam. It's only required to have a geotechnical study in order to repair the dam, which would be the best path forward environmentally, and would also give council some kind of defensible report.
And thank you for that. And all I'm saying is that when GRCA gets up and makes their presentation, we'll probably hear the counterpoint to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the recommended motion in front of us is to receive the delegation for information. So can I get a mover and seconder for that? Moved by Councillor Lass, seconded by Councillor Darrell. All in favor? And that is passed unanimously.